Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Joe Tankersley back on the show. Joe has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's formerly with the Disney Imagineering Organization, the Walt Disney Imagineering. He was a writer-producer over there. He's a futurist and a writer and the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows, Make Sure Your Future Doesn't Suck. And he's our friend Joe. Welcome back.
Well, good to talk to you this morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Joe, as always. One of the things that that's come out of the reordering of the economy in the last really 20 years, as we've shifted from the analog age types of jobs to the digital age types of jobs. And the way Wall Street has disrupted things and corporate America has changed the way they do business and people have changed the way we consume things and buy things and think about owning things, a lot of opportunity and necessity in all that has created what we now call the gig economy, people with gig type jobs, meaning not being adopted by a paternalistic corporation, having a number of different things to do. And I want you to talk about what you see these days with regard to the gig economy.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's been talked about for, as you said, almost a couple of decades now. And some of the pundits have been quick to say it's going to take over all of, you know, replace all of the jobs. I don't think the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics quite support that. But it's over time, it's going to grow. And there is some speculation that something like 30 to 40% of all workers in the United States the next few years will be, quote, in some form of freelance or gig worker. And I think for small businesses, it means a couple of different things. You know, the first thing is it's really not new in the small business world. Most small businesses have worked with freelance or, right, you know, part-time temporary employees.
It's outsourcing. Yeah. Outsourcing has been going on for 35 years, wide open.
Yeah, absolutely. So they've been doing this. They understand it. I think there are a couple of interesting threads that I think are most relevant if you're, you know, running a small business. The first one is it is a bigger opportunity now because there may be more people out there who are, we'll say, wanting to do this kind of work. They may be forced into it, but there are more people who are open to it. So you do get a lot more talent, particularly young talent, that don't expect to immediately go in and get a full-time job and maybe looking, you know, for the first few years of their career to try two or three different things.
And that's so actually that, contributing. People who are happy in their gig jobs is contributing to pulling qualified people out of the workforce, which is a problem for employers right now.
Yeah, no, it really is. And that's the, you know, so you're going to have to figure out in that world, how do you compete for the best of those workers? You know, and part of it obviously will always be about wages, but it's also about, are you, you know, offering projects that they find appealing,
mm-hmm,
you know, particularly once again for the millennial workers. And are you offering them the flexibility that they expect? And, you know, my guess is for most small businesses, that's a 50-50 thing. Some small businesses are really comfortable with that, offering flexibility. Others, that is a real challenge because how do you balance, you know, four or five gig workers when you're a small business and you don't,
right,
have a big HR department, you know? So there's some real, I think there's some positives and negatives in that sense.
Well, one of the main things is in the past where you had a non-core competency job, we would have hired an employee and in the larger companies would maybe contract for that. A very small company is just going to have to start getting comfortable with a person doing that job who doesn't stay under your roof all the time. That's a conceptual adjustment that we have to make, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think the challenge that goes with that is how do you make sure that your interest and the interest of that temporary gig worker are in alignment? Because they're not there all the time. You don't know what else is going on. It can get incredibly complicated. And there's a lot of frustration, I think, around being a gig worker. So it's going to put, an extra strain on small business owners to figure out how do we incorporate those people into our workforce and make it work for them and us at the same time.
Think about that,
so it's
folks.
Not a gimmick.
That's something you need to be thinking about. It's a way of thinking about how you're going to solve your challenges going forward and take advantage of growth opportunities. When we come back, folks, 100 years ago, Mr. Ford introduced us to the assembly line. Well, we got different kind of automation these days, and we're going to talk about that with Joe Tankersley after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.